do a skit. We should do a skit called American Gladiators. That should be funny to say.
Yeah. Man, it's just this.
Laser.
Yo, you had lead paint in your house, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Hey.
Ah, they still don't hear any music. Wow, people. I'm going to start it off then saying what's up to everybody in the chat, man. It's Whose Man's Is This? Hey, shout out to everybody that came through already, man. Invite your friends.
All of that, baby. It's Whose Man's Is This? And we live. What's happening? What's going on? What it do? And we back. Hut your girl after you broke up and she been out drinking with her friends.
Oh, damn.
I know I said I ain't fucking with life, but drop me off this house real quick, bitch. Drop me off. Don't judge me, bitch. She said it was judgment-free night, bitch.
That's
what
she do, huh?
Oh, wow.
She pull up on life? It's thought she was going to say she's going to come in the house with them shenanigans.
It's the troll you love to hate, the fat nigga your baby mama used to date, and by date, she used to set aside some food stamps for me every month, bitch. At least 100. It's life. And as always, beside me is the coolest kid in the slow class whose hobby include putting glue on his hands, waiting till it dries and peeling it off. Frigidaire repair man! And the nigga in the box. My friend and your friend. Mr. Good on any MLK Boulevard himself, Cashmere. What's up, nigga?
What's up, man?
How you
Cash
doing?
In the building.
How you doing? You all right?
Our business.
All right. So what's up with this random question?
Oh, man. So look here, y'all going to be mad at me because I want to know.
He wants to know. He want to know.
I want to know. I want to know more than Joe want to know.
God damn. Joe a nosy nigga, too.
Joe was the nigga back
then. I like a thousand kind of
dogs
all
around.
So look,
this is what I want to know, man. That's that question for the day. I like that. I didn't freeze. Let's go. Yo, Have you ever, I'm looking in the camera too, have you ever been caught masturbating? Let's go. I need to know.
Oh, wow, sis.
Have you ever been caught in the act of masturbating?
Wow. Me? Personally, not.
Yeah, we're going to throw it to you first, yeah.
No, sir. Right now. Not saying that I don't masturbate. Not saying I never have masturbate. But as a child, I learned how to goddamn have a routine.
You got a routine. Okay.
Yeah. I learned my parents' schedule the same way that I was sneaking motherfuckers in and out the house. That's my one F word starting off. I was, goddamn, you know, you was at work, and that's why I rub one off, or preferably in the shower.
In the shower? Not in the bathtub?
Nah, I didn't take no baths.
You never took in the bathroom?
Shower. I was like, hey, my mom, my daddy was like, man.
You never did in the bathroom? The
grown men take
the end. You got to dodge that motherfucker when it comes back in?
No, no. You that's a weird ass nigga, son.
I'm just joking, y'all.
Sound like you for real deal.
That's not like I really did that. Let's go, Cash.
Yo, I don't think I did, but I think I did. It's kind of weird, but I think I might have got caught by one of my parents when I was like 11 or 12. Cause I ain't never done it again since around that time, and I think I'm just trying to like block out the traumatic experience.
Damn, so you did get caught? I done had to turn the TV off real quick, and then like the TV was still like highlighted, so like you know you could still see like the figures and everything on the TV. So even though the TV was black, you could still see like the outline of titties. So,
outline of what?
Titties.
You can't say titties without
titties on TV.
You can say titties, but why you gotta have your hands up?
Well, that's what titties look like. Titties. So I remember my mama being like, I know you just turned that TV off. I'm just like, I want to answer. I know she can hear me.
So everybody's straight faced, but ain't nobody trying to answer the question answer in the chat. Question.
Everybody's scared. I thought we was grown.
Did you or not get caught?
No, I got a question. Is it more embarrassing for a man to get caught than a woman?
You know what? I think it is. I guess it's more embarrassing for a woman to get caught, I would think, because it's taboo for them. They don't talk about it. We talk about it way more than they
do. I've been mortified about getting caught with my dick in my hand by my mama, my children, my wife, anybody. It's just something about it. It's not going to work for me.
Yeah.
You gotta be a covert operation.
Yo, somebody said they got caught by their grandma. All
right, let's put that up here, son.
Oh man,
they got caught by their grandma.
Hey, and he said his grandma made him walk home afterwards.
Damn. Yeah, so my grandmama caught me and made me walk home. Your grandma is cold.
So she didn't sit you down and have a discussion about Jesus and nothing.
You got to go, boy.
And you got to go to church. The Lord will help you with that.
Where did they get caught when they had to walk home? Like did they
in his grandma's house, like, man.
He got caught at his grandma. He had no privacy at home. He had to go to grandma's house. Grandma still caught him, man. Damn.
Tiger says, yeah, my brother. He was like, oh, you doing that? And then he told on me.
Man, he knocked you out, man. Damn, man. Nah, I mean, I feel like if I got caught by a sibling, they better not tell on me. Y'all better not tell,
man. No, ooh, mama! Bridge in here doing something wrong to himself.
Damn,
nah, man. I definitely if I can't tell, I have to, because I can't like be the only person that lives with that vision in my head. Like everybody got a sibling. I'm telling you.
So how about, okay, so all right, so I got, how much more time we got on the topic real quick? All right, we still got 7 minutes. So how about if you're in a relationship and your girl walked in or your guy walked in and caught you, right? Then it turned into like that porno situation where it's just like, oh, I see what you're doing. Let me join in. No.
I don't think shit like that ever turns into
that
porn.
That shit never turned into porn.
You a nasty nigga. What's going on here? Oh, I ain't good enough. Oh wow, nigga. Oh, wow.
Oh, this
is
what
we
doing?
This what we do. Is this why you had that long list, son?
This is why you text me the list, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's wild, man. But yeah, it's nah, man. You got to plan better, son. Oh, you might have been one of those households where you know what I'm saying, your mama or your daddy didn't believe in locked doors. You know what I'm saying? My mom and them, they didn't care. Lock your shit. They kick the door down if they want you in there. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Okay, so we got some more stuff in the chat right here. I don't know. I don't know. Scroll back up, man. Oh, I saw one caught my eye. Someone said,
Catrice. Oh, wait.
Yeah, you put it up there.
Catrice said
she had a gentleman provide me with the video of him pleasuring himself. Does that count?
I
don't know. That sounds like sexting. That's what that
is. Yeah. That sounds like Dickgate 2019.
What did you ask for? This question.
Mimi says, nope, but my mama caught a whole dude. He jumped out the window and ran home naked. What?
So there was a naked man running up the street, and nobody called the cops on him. Good job, neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's 2018. You'd be shot for that shit. My bad.
My cousin says, I'm going to hurt you, cousin. Don't worry. Don't worry, Mo. This is an introductory topic. It gets a little political and thought intriguing after this. You know what I'm saying? We just having fun.
We're going to start with some ignorance, and that's what I start with. I always start with ignorance.
Jessica says, what did Jessica say? She said something I wanted to put up there real quick.
She said,
if my partner doesn't take advantage of the fact that I'm already on fire, something is wrong.
Right. That's what I'm
saying. But see, that's females, though. If you walk your girl masturbating, you're like, hey.
Hey, let me take the shirt off.
Let me read my mind.
Right. But if you walk in and catch your dude, I think it's a little different. You're going to be like, put that away. Ain't nobody telling you to do that right now.
You nasty.
Right. She knocked on the bathroom door. Why are you waiting so long? Damn, I'm not trying to finish.
Mm-hmm. What you saying, Cash? Go ahead. This nigga was, I think he done got caught masturbating, so I don't know. But anyway, Cash, what you saying?
What happened? One time I left work early, came home, and it was supposed to be like some chores done. And so I like walk in the room. And like I hear vibrating like under the cover, and I'm like, well, at least I know why the dishes are not there.
What? Yo, if you hear, like this and share this, and make sure you like our business page, guys.
Cash, that's cheating. Mm-hmm. She was cheating though. She wasn't using her own hands. That's cheating.
She was in this thing like.
Yeah, she been cheating, man. You should have snatched the covers back. Like, girl, stop cheating on me.
Hold on. We got a question now. Nadine got a question I want to ask. So, y'all really need it that much, even though you can get it the real thing from your girl? That's different. That's different. I don't care. It's my shit. I'm going to pull on if I want to pull on. You want to make sure it works. What'd you say earlier today?
Yeah, I did. That's the problem with the old niggas now. That's when they got Viagra at the age of 45 and stuff.
Libido problems.
Libido problems because they ain't whacking it. They would have took care of that. They would make sure they jump was still working. They would have been all right.
Every now and then, you got to make sure the pipes is all right.
Pipes is good.
You know what I'm saying, man? You don't ever want to check your oil before you start the car. You want to get on the damn road and then find out you ain't got no oil.
You wonder why you can't get it up.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to work it.
I don't even got no cars, man. We throwing this topic out of here, man. Y'all making me bad.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all.
Hey, last
one,
man.
Hold on. Go ahead.
I was gonna say last word on this shit. It always depends on your schedule. Cause I mean, we in the age where the mother and or the wife or woman and male both work. Two people in a relationship, they both working. So it ain't like it's just one person sitting ready to take some dick all day long. Like it never happens like this. So when you got to plan it around scheduling, and then you got kids that's going to soccer practice and shit like that. Sometimes you just gotta, sneak off.
Okay. So I understand why somebody cock blocking.
No, kids are the biggest cock blockers ever. Yeah. I thought my homeboys were some cock blockers. Boy, not till you have kids. Well, a kid.
Why
the door closed?
Because
I'm in the shower.
Yo, on to the next topic. You know what I'm saying? We're already getting it here. Like it and share it, guys. Please. This right here, okay?
But once again, I thank everybody for coming through and enjoying the show with us, man. We got a good one for y'all, man. Go ahead, hit it off.
Here we go. Recently, the Department of Justice reopened the Emmett Till case, unbeknownst to his family. After, the two people who did it on their deathbed kind of confessed already. And then the young lady also confessed and said she lied. They say they have new evidence. I wonder if that's new evidence, that we lied and that people already confessed to it. Is this justice or is this a distraction? Fred, you up first.
Man, that's kind of tough for me. I want to say they're trying to do the right thing, but I feel like it's more of a distraction than justice because at the end of the day, those people live free for over, what, 64 years, if I'm mistaken?
Yeah.
That's pretty much just a distraction. It seems like they're trying to do the right thing, but it's never right if you don't take care of it when it actually happens.
Yeah, I feel like... You know, they just trying to hand us one. Honestly, they want to hand us one. You want to. So what are we going to do? So now they can know that they're dead, and we know that they're dead and they're guilty men, right? So they're dead and they're guilty, and therefore they can't be dead and in peace.
Right.
So now we get the curse. So it's like, oh, yeah, you get to call the cops on us. You slaughter us in the streets. You do whatever you want to people with pigment. And then here you go. Here go a free cookie. People.
Right.
The people that we knew. For 64 years, killed Emmett Till. We're going to go do an investigation and see if they killed Emmett Till after they said they killed Emmett Till.
Right, right. About the same as a distraction as what a boy named Ben Carson running as a Republican. That's about the same as a distraction right there. So, Cash.
Yeah, man. I agree 100%. I feel like it's a distraction. I feel like that there's, you know, no criminals to punish behind this. They're not. It's not like they're going to punish the descendants of the offenders or anything like that. It's not like they're going to cash out and pay any type of money to the family or anything like that. So then my question is, what does this do? What wound does this heal? What problem does this solve? What progress does this create and forward? And the answer is nothing, none and nothing. So at the end of the day, like, fuck this shit. Like, I mean, if you want my personal opinion, it might not sound good, but I feel like Emmett Till dying was a good thing. Like, it definitely forwarded a lot of things that needed to happen on our end. We got a lot of progress in legislation. And, you know, I wish that every time that a young black man was killed, that so much legislation and laws were passed to protect us, because then we wouldn't be in the same position that we are in today. But that's unfortunately, you know, with Emmett Till being killed, now little guys are being killed, young men are being killed, and there's no law being passed to protect. There's no riot. There's no, you know, act or anything like that to come behind it where we use it as a catalyst and forward anything. Right. Now it's just we mad, we bitch about it, we might put a Facebook post, we hashtag it until the topic is really much played out, and then we move on and wait for it to happen again. So.
Yeah, it's more trendy than it is, like, anything behind it. You know what I'm saying? It's more like, let's go ahead and, you know, Black Lives Matter. No, all lives matter. No, this, that, and the third. We just want to hashtag something. And, you know, back then, not saying that it was good this young man died, but a lot of good came out of such an evil act. And to backtrack, it's like, I thought we were in deficit. I thought, don't we owe all these people this money? Department of Justice, they wasting money. These people already said that they did it. This lady said that she lied.
The case that we already knew was slandered from the beginning. And then, you got, like you said, people didn't confess to it already, so.
Yeah. So let's go to the chat real quick. Catrice says the time has passed and the deathbed confessions are bullshit. That hoe who lied, what happens to her? I like the way she spelled hoe though. Look at it, it's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, you would have had trouble reading that one.
Yeah, right. I like it. Y'all know words with that.
Xylophone.
Yeah,
you can be like, where does he at?
What is he? Xylophone.
Cops getting called. We still getting shot in the streets and harassed. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Jessica says the case does not help the black man killed in our time right now. No, it doesn't. Right. Yeah, reopening is not going to do us any good, man. Honestly. the more things change, the more things remain the same. And we got a lot of rebuilding amongst ourselves in our culture, not our race, because we're all one same race, but in our culture before we can get past right. this. And this may be a little bit, you know, may piss a little bit of people off, but although the white man created this problem and they absolutely did, this racism and us not being seen as legitimate human beings, it's up to us to fix it. And we can't fix it with the bickering and the backing and forthing. And definitely we can't fix it by putting any energy into this young man who already gave his life for pretty much lynchings to be a little bit taboo now. You know what I'm saying? That's all. And he was a kid. He was a kid. And not saying if it was a grown man, it would make it any better, but he was a kid. Yeah, he was a kid and he got sent off.
But it ain't kind of crazy when you really think about it that here we are now, 6-7 years later, still talking about Emmett Till. And, you know, Trayvon just happened, what was that, 8 years ago now? Like, when are they going to reopen that? When, in 60 years, when our, you know, kids or grandparents and shit like that? Like,
no, we want to see Buddy, you know, on it right now. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. So if you're going to reopen something that's current. Give me something that we actually are still in the streets fighting. You know, don't give me no Emmett Till. Even though no disrespect to Emmett Till, I understand.
Yeah, no disrespect.
Give me something. Give me something that actually did affect me in my time.
And shouts out to Cash bringing back that old hashtag.
What's that?
Some people are supposed to die.
The hashtag? Oh yeah.
Damn, hey, you know, it's a little messed up.
How you feel about the lady dying and, you know, lying to Emmett Till? Some people need to die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some people need to die. A lot of people view death as a bad thing, but it's not always a bad thing. Sometimes it's the best thing that can happen for your situation, depending on what happens next. It's all about how you respond to it. Just like falling up. Like, sometimes you take L's, but that L you took puts you in a position for you to win the next time around.
Right.
And so, yeah, some people need to die.
Yeah, definitely, guys. If you hear, just like it and share it and... Yo, just what do y'all think about it, man? We got, you know, we always keep the line open. The chat's always busy. You know, we just want to let you know that I think it's a distraction. I really do think it's bullshit. No disrespect to Emmett Till. Right. Most of the people in the chat think it's bullshit. And, you know, again, just to let you know, we will be having watch parties all week. So if you're not here right now, if you're watching this right now, look out for the watch parties. We will discuss and argue with your ass then, too, if you don't want to do it right here and now. We don't mind.
Hold up. Rewind. You just said, if you're not here right now, we will be having watch parties.
Yeah, because you may be watching this at a later date, son. Come on, you got to open. Come on, think on a higher plane, son. Catch up with me, sis. I don't think you got the intellectual fortitude to enter into this battle.
I'm not entering into the dragon.
Yo, we just said some words. That nigga over here like, I don't play Fortnite.
I don't. What? I just know when y'all two get into y'all battle, I stay out of it until one of y'all include me in the conversation. I'm not getting into it with y'all two.
I don't entertain
y'all.
Anyway, with that being said, you don't entertain us. We're going to entertain y'all. Let's see what's going on, guys.
Oh, okay. I don't know if y'all can hear music. Can y'all hear music? We can hear music.
Let me know if you can hear the music. I should have it set up, so you should.
Let me see a thumbs up.
Stand Fred, same pot.
Okay.
For you.
Plug, you know. We own the rights to this, so you can
absolutely.
Go ahead,
do own the rights to this, bitch. Right.
It's that slow knocker. It's your jam or something? Let me know if you like it, man. Hey. Nope, they don't hear no music, man.
They don't hear no music.
They don't hear no music, man.
Hold on.
They don't hear the music. Let's just
That's crazy. That is crazy.
They said thumbs down.
Thumbs down if they can't hear it. Okay, well, we're gonna keep it moving then.
That's why I love the chat, man. I'm gonna give y'all another hand.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all every day, every week, man.
Every day, all day.
We can't hear nothing.
We can't hear none of your shit, nigga. If we did, we wouldn't want to hear it.
Okay, we thought we had all the kinks worked out. We'll be back. We'll be back next week.
It's all good, man. It's all good. At least we can hear Cash. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. We can hear Cash this week.
All righty.
Success right there.
Yeah, it's all about progress, which I'm a little confused on what the hell is going on, but it's okay. Anywho, anyhow, anyway. With that being said,
yes, sir.
Where we at here? We on our next topic, which is, you know what I'm saying? Get a little sexy for the ladies, I guess.
This ain't got nothing to do with us. This got to do with Cash. They want to hear Cash talk this shit.
All righty.
Let's go.
We want to know how long is great sex. How long does great sex take?
Ooh.
Well, ladies, go ahead and share it and like it. And how long is great sex take? Cash, you up.
Right off the bat.
Man, that's a real good question. Like, because I actually had this argument or a disagreement with my girl because, like, I don't like quickies. Like, anything less than 15 minutes, I'm not going to participate in because I feel like that there's a certain amount of effort and time that has to be put into something to make it great. And my definition of great is multiples. So if you can't have multiple orgasmic climaxes, then don't call it great. It's just sex. It's just good. It's just fucking. But it ain't great unless it's multiples. And so, like, for me, I gotta get at least a good 15 minutes in, minimum 15 minutes. If I got a time spot that's less than that, then I'm not even trying. Like, we can go oral. We can just trade off some oral, but I'm not no real sex if it's less than 15 minutes. But she's good with five. She's like, just give me 5 minutes. Hop in there for 5 minutes like a microwave. We good. And so that's a disagreement. But what y'all think, man? What the chat saying?
Yeah. So we agree with you on that. Like, you go next, man.
I feel like there's no timeline on great sex. Like, where as long as both of y'all done busting nuts, you're tired, you dry, her back hurt, and her inner thighs quivering and all that shit is sore, then and it's done. If it's been accomplished in 12 minutes, bravo.
Bravo.
But if it wasn't, then, you know, like I said, back when me and my wife was, you know, I guess courting or, you know, in a serious relationship, I remember one time we had sex through the whole Suicide movie.
Suicide Squad.
That was it. Will Smith was in jail. Time we got done, that shit was on credits. And went to sleep.
Oh, that's foreplay included?
All of that shit.
Oh, man.
Then, you know, try to relive that moment on date night.
Yeah.
Think that nigga just now was shooting at the targets. We was done. When the nigga, he wasn't even out of jail yet. They just approached that nigga like, hey, nigga, you want to get out of jail?
You're trying to give it 2 hours again.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, that's how it is, dog. It could be real fast. We got kids now. So now it's right. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't fuck Cash talking about with the quickies, nigga. Hey, quickies is my shit.
You know? he look like quickies. That's, you talking about, I'm an expert.
I think I'm an expert at quickies, man. Hey, look here. Long as your quickies don't last commercial breaks. Like, if you go longer than a commercial break, I understand that some people don't make the whole 2 minutes and 37 seconds of a commercial break. But as long as you can make it through a TBS commercial break, man, you all right in my book, man. I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't care. What? We both gonna get ours.
He just said, how many F words I got, yo?
Huh?
I just got one. I want to use one. This nigga said he trying to out fuck a commercial break. he's trying to have sex longer than a goddamn Frosted Flakes commercial. So they're great.
Don't act like you ain't never been there for the 2 minutes 37 seconds.
Something ain't right.
I don't know what happened.
So a commercial break is 2 to 3 minutes. You talking about?
No, it's not. 2 minutes and 37 seconds. I was there.
Nah, man. ain't even let no man. So it's, you skip it foreplay, right? Obviously, right? You just jump right into it.
Hell no, yeah, we skip foreplay. Foreplay is 15 minutes by itself, because I know it ain't gonna be number 2 minutes and 37 seconds of foreplay.
At least, so you lick it and barely stick it.
All the leg shivering happened around my shoulders.
Yo, let me put this up here, son. Fridge licks it and barely sticks it.
That's right. Hold on. My computer finna restart on me after that one. It feels like I'm just done with you all together, bro.
You heard it here first, dog. Fridge licks it and barely sticks it. Please like it and share this, guys. We got. I want everybody to know.
What's up, man?
In respect to the last topic that we talked about, I think that you need to change your numbers, because I think your numbers may be inflated. Because if you kept them 2 minute segments of time as an encounter, then we are below average on the sexual encounter average. Because for me, I don't know what happens in anybody else's bedroom, but
Frick, you gotta be mad at me. Fridge is about to be mad at me. Cash, hold on, I don't mean to interrupt you, son, but I got the greatest joke of all time. It's like, all I could think of, son, when he said 2.5 minutes, I was like, yo, no wonder Fridge eat ass. I was like, no wonder Fridge eat ass.
I don't eat no ass, man. We made the whole episode last week when I talked about Fridge eat ass. Don't bring it up right now.
Yo, no wonder this dude eat ass, man. 2 minutes and 37
seconds.
2 minutes and 37 seconds,
man. You all right in my book. But nah, for real, though. I understand. 18 minutes is cool with me, though. That's good sex, man.
Yeah. I feel like 18 minutes.
That's 18 minutes, man.
Hey, if she get there and I get there,
right,
square.
Right. I mean, oh, we're talking about one nut for the man, right? What y'all talking about?
I mean, honestly, great sex is when
we gotta bring it in.
It's when the woman is worn out.
That's what I'm talking about.
In my opinion.
Because I go 18 minutes off the first one and she be done and I'm done too. We good. I don't need a second one.
Yeah, I'm old now, you know what I'm saying? Oh no, we married now. So it's like, yo, you getting one nut tonight, right, lady.
Okay.
Now, if it's date night, that's a different story.
Go back on the masturbation topic. Now, did you rub one off before we get in there? Because, you know, you get going there with the gun loaded. You might fuck up with 2 minutes, 37 seconds. You're going there with the gun loaded, man.
Yeah.
Nigga, you got a head trigger.
So now we know why Fridge masturbates. Because if he didn't, it'd be longer than 237. It'd be late. It'd be shorter than 237.
Oh, I'm the one that the first one out the way.
I mean, like, if the first time you're going to have an encounter with her, get that nut out the way,
got
son.
Some liars in here,
but now. Once we comfortable, you done said I do, we got joint bank accounts, and you done wash my drawers, I done wash your drawers. Yo, I'm just trying to blow your back out real quick.
It's at 18 minutes, why not the whole 20? Because I ain't lasted a whole day.
Yeah,
20.
Hold on,
why
put that up.
2 minutes?
No, nosy ass.
Ain't never good enough for y'all.
18 minutes. Goddamn 20 minutes with your greedy ass.
You know what I'm saying? I can't give you 18 and be happy with that.
Production said that's because you too busy. Production said you eat that the other 2 minutes.
Man, look, I ain't talking about your ass no more, man. I already told y'all your ass. We ain't going there. Check it.
What's up?
I got serious.
A fuck ain't nothing but 50 pumps. So if you less than 50 pumps, count it if you ain't got nothing to do. But I can't get 50 strokes in 2 minutes, man. Nah.
But you gotta get your cardio up, son. 50. I beat you. You okay? Oh, you ain't done? Oh, we ain't racing. Oh, my bad.
Well, see, I think also women need to understand too that with a man, you know, we're trying not to think about busting the nut. Where y'all need to be thinking about busting the nut, because when y'all be, huh?
You speaking for yourself.
Oh, so y'all don't use the old baseball method? No, but that's boring shit.
No, you gotta do multiplication.
You do multiplication.
If I was trying to prolong it longer than
trying to prolong it, okay. Cash, what you do?
Kegels.
You the man asked this nigga, man. It's a serious question. How you prolong
it? Yes.
I do not have sex with the intent on trying to mentally not come. That takes everything away from me. I'm trying to come as hard and as fast as possible. Go ahead and get that motherfucker out the way, and I keep trucking through it. I don't roll over after I come. We going to keep going. So at the end of the day, like, it's going to go 15, 20, 25, 30, 30 minutes. As long as I ain't got to go to work, we can keep it going. But for me,
go on, keep the party going.
I feel like I can provide you with an exceptional encounter. It's 15 minutes. If I had my way, I need every session to be 45 minutes to an hour. Every time.
Okay. Catrice got a question for us. She says, so, quick question. Is it good coochie that makes you bust quick, or is it other man issues?
I don't know, man.
Now, it's the person. It's the person. Because, yo, you could be somebody that's not physically attractive and she got some real lit vagina, then, you know what I'm saying? Because she ain't got it all there, you might be humping and pumping because every time you open your eyes, you might be looking at a gargoyle. And you got to start all over again.
You might not never come.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to fake that.
You might be like, open your eyes. I'm good.
I'm good.
Yeah.
That's that gargoyle.
Slap me the ass. Anybody that's Denzel watching in the training day, he's like, you shot in the ass. You got 1 minute.
You only got 1 minute?
We got 1 minute.
This topic.
Real quick, like premature ejaculation. We're going to cut music off. We'll cut the music out real quick. Adia says, LOL, you better practice your Kegel exercises. let's see here real quick. Michael says, like Bernie Mac says, I got mine. You better get yours. Again, the number is 843-564-3228.
You want
to
call in and weigh in on this
company? I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, I don't know because it may not work. No. But let's keep on going. Graylin just says staring face. I think she just feels. Like, why the hell did she click accept?
We're not normal.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Who's Man's Is This podcast.
We get paid for this shit. We ain't right.
Yeah, we're not going to be talking about a lot of topics. We're talking
about the podcast.
Let me see if I can do an Adia voice. Okay, now you talking cash. 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. You heard him, sis. Oh, let me stop. Where Prince at, man? He be like, nah, nigga, don't be talking about my. No, just play. But yeah, I mean, but honestly, you know what I'm saying? Before we move forward, learn a little, you know, because it's time to learn a little bit after this.
Acquainted in here.
It all depends on the purpose. If somebody asking this question, having this discussion, you should have this discussion before you engage and encounter sexual activities with somebody. Young lady, I need to know, how long do you think great sex lasts? If it's longer than 1 hour and 32 minutes, then you might not be the woman for me, and I'm not going to be the man for you because I'm a fat nigga, and after about an hour and a half, that shit is considered high impact exercise, and shit's bad for my knees.
Somebody trying to give somebody an hour and a half. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you.
Somebody trying to kill somebody hour and a half. I'm sorry. Now,
I hate to put our personal biz out there, but hour and a half used to be nothing, son.
Yeah, it used to be nothing.
Yeah, we only been married a couple years. Bro. It used to be nothing. Okay. Now it's just like, oh, that nigga sleep. Come on. That nigga sleep. It must be vagina time. What time is it? It's about vagina o'clock. That nigga sleep. That nigga be waking up like, oh,
hashtag
shit off.
Vagina o'clock.
But hashtag vagina o'clock.
Y'all know what time it is.
It's vagina o'clock. The vagina theory, so, written by a man for men, in stores soon.
Touch on the last topic. Well, not last topic, but the last statement about whether or not good vagina or bad vagina make you come. A lot of that has to do with y'all connection. Like, sometimes, right. Sometimes for me, it's about expectations. If I see, like, you way more into it than somebody else previously was, then that kind of shit turned me on. Like, if I can see, like, your determined face while you riding it, or if I can see, like, your eyes rolling in the back of your head, like, that kind of shit, like, turned me on. So that's going to make you happy faster than just, like, if I'm lying there with my eyes closed. Sometimes the visual has a lot to do with it. Like, what you said with the gargoyle. So, like, even if I'm looking at a gargoyle, like, I had one time... It wasn't a repetitive thing.
Girl, be quiet. Let him talk his shit.
You guys calling girls gargoyles.
You know, they got the rough. They got that real chiseled chin, the pointy nose, and they just grit their goddamn. You know that shit. You know, man. Come on. And that goes to a question in the chat. Have y'all ever did an ugly girl?
Right? Every girl moans differently. So some of them had a little sweet moan, some of them scream, some of them be like, yes, 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 yes. Well, I ran into somebody that growled, and it threw me up, like, because she was, like, growling and grunting, and I wasn't used to that shit. So, when it was
I have a sex with a woman that sounded like goddamn Marge Simpson.
When I was dealing with the growling and grunting, it was preventing me from being able to come. So, like, yeah, that has an effect. So the visual and the audio. So like, if you're not talking, if you don't talk that shit, while you taking that shit, then that's gonna affect you too.
I got you. So before we answer this question, the DX, have we ever did an ugly girl? And the answer is yes. Every man in this world has had sex with somebody undesirable because sex is desirable. And I want to put something to rest. And y'all may not agree with me, okay? This whole good coochie, bad coochie thing, okay?
Okay.
If it's wet and it don't smell, you take care of your pH balance and all that shit, it's good. If it smells bad, you ain't take care of, it's ragged, it's bad. It's not no, you got this wonderful vagina from damn Oz. You know what I'm saying? It's that you're attractive, we into it, you're physically saturated down there, and it's not sticking up the room.
We talking about premature ejaculation.
We talking about catch up. What is wrong with this dude, man? We talking about
something you and bust before you get in there. I ain't know what you're talking about.
Wait, pause. Right now.
Pause for real, literally.
I thought he was describing the apple pie situation. American pie.
Apple pie. I need you a pen.
Have you ever
down before you say something?
What?
Have you ever prematurely ejaculated before entering the tunnel of love?
Hell no. I'm not that. I'm too cool for that. I'm not that excited.
Yo, what?
Nah, I'm sorry. No.
What kind of nigga? So how about you? How about you, Cass? What's happening? Has it ever happened to you, sir?
No, it was just the way he said it. He was like, I thought you was talking about premature ejaculation before they got here.
You talk about premature ejaculation. I can have a talk. This talk about to go 45 minutes, right? That's how that nigga was saying.
Because I ain't never had that happen before, ever.
And oh, yeah, she got a question. She said, ladies, y'all ever had a guy that thought he was doing so much but wasn't doing shit? LMAO, not a goddamn thing.
Not a damn thing. Yeah, that's never good.
Let me address this shit because y'all ain't confident, man. If that nigga was doing all that work and it wasn't satisfying you, you should have educated that man in the game and got his shit together right there and there so he could never disappoint another woman again. You ain't looking out for your own. See, me, if a girl doing some shit that's whack, I'm going to tell her that shit whack. If she finished and I ain't come, I'm going to tell her I ain't come. I ain't faking no orgasm or none of that shit. I'm going to keep it real with you 100 from start to the finish. And I'm going to let you know, hey, that little wiggle shit you do on top, that don't do nothing for me. You got to come up and down this motherfucker.
Oh, Durham.
Well, all righty.
You don't sit, you don't sit down for a sandwich afterwards. You tell it Durham.
Okay. So, hey, moving forward. Moving on.
Moving on. Oh, we got to switch topics.
Guess what it is, guys? It is time to get out your feelings and get in your bag, sis. Get in your bag, sis. It's the cash report. Hit it off. This nigga is jamming. Okay.
I don't know. You got music over there? Because we don't got music over here.
So today, like I told y'all last week, we're going to be switching up the flow of the cash report. We're going to move away from music and talk about some things that matter, right? And so today, since we're going to talk about money later, and securing the bag, get out your feelings and get in your bag. One of the things that a lot of people make a mistake on is filling out their job application or filling out promotion application. Because when you are going up for a promotion, even when it's internal, they still look over your resume. If you haven't updated it or made any changes to it, then they're going based off the old you and not the new you. So I've been a manager in several different lines of business, executive level and below, mid-tier as well. And one of the things that's a constant misconception is that we have some mystical type of way to check to make sure that everything you say is factual. We actually don't have time for this shit. We do not have time to call your previous unless you have second thoughts about what you just said. Like, if you wrote down you used to work for Donald Trump, I'll call the number just because I want to hear his dumbass voice, not because I want to check your employment. Some shit like that. But to get to the point, what I'm trying to say is the two things that quantifies the algorithm for your start off of pay is your amount of experience that you told us that you have and the amount of education that you told us you have. We take your highest level of experience, your highest level of education, we merge that together, and we give you your start of pay based off of the market range for that job. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, if it asks you whether or not you have 5+ years of experience, always put 5 or more. Even if you have 0 experience, unless you have no previous employment, always put 5 or more. Especially if you pass your 20s, put 5 or more. Don't put nothing less than 5 years of experience on any application or promotion that you're putting in. The second thing that you want to make sure you do, when it asks, do you have a bachelor's degree or associate's degree? Don't put that you just graduated from high school and think that they just gonna respect you because you made it this far with no secondary education. It don't work like that. Find a school that's in the area or just make up a name. Just make sure the school name and the address lines up and say that you have a bachelor's or higher in the field related to that position. I lie and say I have a master's. I only have a bachelor's. I've never called out.
What the fuck?
Nobody's ever asked me for my degree, and I always get the highest rate of pay, and it pisses people off. And when I tell them how I did it, they're very upset. But you can't go back and change it based off of hearsay. I'm locked in. You can't change my pay just because after you hired me, you find out that I didn't really get my master's. You should have checked that during the interviewing process. So make sure you do that. Last two bits of information. One, don't ever answer the question on your race, because most of the people watching this is not of the preferred color. So when they ask you what your race and ethnicity are, either put other, two or more races, or put decline to respond. I always decline to respond. I've even progressed forward to declining to respond on gender as well. A lot of our women are not getting the jobs that they should get because of their experience, because on their resume and application, they're putting that they're a woman. And if you look into a facility and see that there are no female managers or not a large number of them in proportion to the males, then what you want to do to make sure that you can get a fair shot and a fair interview is that you put that on there. Because once you get to the interview process, then they have to have real shit to tell you that you didn't get your job for. They can't just make up shit. But if they never interview you, they can always say, we decided to go with other candidates that were more aligned to the job. And basically what that means is we was looking for a white man and you're a black female, or we were looking for a white man and you're a black dude. So at the end of the day, make sure that you don't disclose your race, you don't disclose your gender, and add some years on experience, nothing less than 5, and add a degree or two on it. But they'll never check it. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, a degree or two? God damn. So y'all heard it here first. Cash has told y'all how to get yourself into a good paying job with a good
position. Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you mother you make it, okay? If you're going to lie about it, you better lie good.
Like better lie said. Great, son.
Lie good.
Definitely. We do appreciate you guys. This is the Cash Report. Get out your feelings and in your bag. It's time to eat. And you heard it first from what? To Southeast's number one urban video cast. That's right. We was Charleston, but we moved up to the Southeast. Okay?
Right.
I did the math, so you don't have to. I did all the research. All right, nobody's doing numbers like this, so mind your business, lady. Oh, great tips, guys. But guess what? We already know what time it is after the Cash Report. What normally comes after the Cash Report?
Before we do the cash, before we finish the cash, we got a couple minutes. Hey, Cash, what kind of bachelor's degree you got, right?
In massage.
Marketing, always marketing.
Okay. And what's your master's in?
Marketing and business management.
I think she had two degrees.
Yeah.
So you got a bachelor's and a master's in marketing?
Yeah. So I got marketing and bachelor's, and then my master's is marketing in a business environment because it's not all marketing, it's business. So it's like with business. But yeah, like I really do that shit. And marketing is such a broad area or field. That as long as you sound like you can sell something, they'll believe that you got a degree in marketing.
Okay.
That's nice. So we ain't mad at that at all.
Definitely can't be mad at that.
So definitely lie, and lie some more on your application and your resume. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They don't look at that shit, I'm assuming.
They ain't gonna take
it. Guys, if you're just joining us, like and then share it, guys. Share to support the movement. This is the Cash Report. Moving on to the next topic, my guy. You already know what time it is.
Whose man's is this?
Whose man's is this?
Cash.
That's what we doing?
Okay, we got to start over.
Go ahead, one more.
Whose man's is this?
Go ahead. Cash, hit me with it.
This man way laughing. You got the name of the show is Whose Man's Is This? If you don't scream it before we go into the segment, it doesn't make any sense.
Yep. That's fact.
No, the build up, the that shit.
That shit killed us. That shit came from the back of the damn bus, okay? Whose man's is this, man?
Damn, the back of the short bus.
Ain't nobody said it was gonna be a long, but
wow, sis, whose man's is this of the week right here? All right,
who is it?
Son, this dude is slower than slow, all right, yeah. Slower than fridge. Okay,
I recognize this dude, I don't know why.
A Florida man, Bisbee Houghton, age 20 years old, was arrested for attempted homicide after shooting at his mother.
Hi, mama.
After she asked for rent and gas money with your grown ass. His mother, son, just straight got the icky with the blippy. Open fired on her, son. Open fired. I hate this. I am no advocate and sexual assault at all, but I hope somebody grabs you by those ugly dreads and embrace you in a way you've never been embraced by a man before and take your virgin ass in prison.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
He looked like he
dropped the- Whose man's is this? Whoa. Come on, Bisbee.
He do look like he'll drop the soap on the first day and then turn around and be like, my bad, y'all, my bad. Like, nah, brother.
Son shot at his mom, tried to kill her, and if it's attempted homicide, he had to shoot her. He had to hit her. Yeah, right? I mean, I'm not a law student. I'm not a lawyer, but if you attempted homicide, you have to have actually shot her, right?
Right, he did. Like, you shot her.
It's not true, so I can shoot at somebody, it could be attempted homicide.
No, that's not true.
Okay, so tell me.
I mean, yeah, you can shoot somebody without hitting them. You don't have to make contact. It's the fact that you were using a deadly weapon, period. Now, sometimes it just depends on the person that's prosecuting you, because it's just like if you kill Fridge, for some crazy shit, right? I can try you for manslaughter. I can try you for murder. I can try you for premeditated murder. I can try you for second degree murder or first degree murder. So it's right. Just, even though you get the same, I can choose which one I want to charge you with, and that charge I normally pick based on how long I want you to spend in jail and what I think the jury, I'll be able to convince the jury of. So him shooting at his mother, I think is pretty easy to jury that a son shooting at his mother should get the most maximum time available, yeah. Which is why they probably did attempted murder.
Yeah, because he's a piece of shit.
So you and your mama arguing, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said you can get your
nigga. I need something on the bills. You've been laying your grown ass up here stinking up the house, ain't doing shit, Bisbee.
I'm driving you to drop you off to go buy weed.
Mm-hmm.
You know you ain't going nowhere
important. You don't do your dreads.
You get your dreads done. And at what point do you argue with your mama that you felt like you needed to pull a gun?
Oh, I got something for you, bitch. I got your rent money right here, hoe.
You know what I'm saying?
Take these here bullets for your sheets.
If you would have said that he beat his mama up, I would have been like, you know what? He might have lost it. He might have had a stressful ass day. You know, there might have been some kind of leeway there. But you pull a gun on your mama? On your mama? I can see you pull on your daddy, on your mama?
Listen here. I'm tired of your shit. I ain't taking out no more goddamn trash. You beat me when I was 5, bitch. Wow!
Did she have a belt or a slip? Like, what the fuck?
Listen, I bet you if he never got caught, I know 1,000 things, but I know this for a fact. She never would have asked that nigga for not a near, not a dime if he didn't go to jail. You understand me?
Yeah.
Not a near. She, this nigga was living rent free for the rest of his life.
Right.
He about money to live rent free for the rest of his life now.
Some gas money? You could have gave her a little 20, man.
What you your mama money? Ain't asked for nothing but a little fucking $30, $40, $50 on all these bills your grown ass out here using. Nigga, where you get money for bullets?
Right. You got a gun and bullets, but you can't.
You so hard off of money, you shot at your mama. But nigga, where'd you get money for bullets?
You gotta let these streets get you all caught out there, man. Now I said, when I stayed under the roof of my mama and she was asking me for money on the damn bill. Which I still need to talk to her about that because I don't understand how a Suncom bill could be $92. But we'll talk about that.
The unplanned.
Well, I got paid $92 and I got one phone. Not back then. Data wasn't. There was no data.
Like how much you paid on that house note?
I ain't had paid nothing for the house. That's why I didn't argue about the $92. She was only asking for that. I was giving it to her. But at any point that I didn't have the money, I said, well, look, mama, here's a little 50 right here. I'll get you 40 later. You know what I'm saying? We was cool like that. I ain't never give it out of 40, but you know.
You seem like you know this. That's why this nigga looked familiar, because he's probably a haggler.
There ain't no damn haggler. All I know
Bigs
is.
Be haggler.
All I know is he never got to argument over money. So he must have not been paying her for a while. Is what I'm trying to say. It hadn't been going on for a while. So that's how you owe your mama.
He's 20 years old. He was only, like I say, obligated into paying bills maybe for 2 years now. So long as this nigga been living for free. As a grown-ass man, it's 2 damn years, and she went in so hard on this nigga that he had to shoot her. Nigga, you had 2 years to get your shit together, sis.
Let me tell you what happened, right?
Cash, go ahead.
Y'all ready?
We got to hear this.
All right, so look. So he walks over to, she walks over to her son and say, yo, when you gonna have the money for rent? He's like, man, I already told you that my girl gonna look out for me. She gonna pay some ends at the end of this week when she get paid. She got this little check coming in. This is when she get her bonus check. Every time she get her bonus check, she tell me she gonna hit me off with that money. This time she gonna hit me off because last time she didn't. So the mom, she previously caught this man from the first issue of the first topic of the show. So she can't put her trust in that little motherfucker that she saw him tugging on. So she like, that little bitty dick ain't worth no money. Ain't no bitch gonna give you some money for that shit. You gotta get out there and get some real money. So then he pulls out the gun. So he pulls out the gun on the mom, right? What the fuck you gonna do with that shit size pissing me off?
Damn, this nigga mama's a gangster too.
Yeah. So I ain't had no choice, nigga.
Yeah.
Look, this ain't even when he pulled the trigger. This is the twist to it. The twist is, after she said this, she told, what you should do is get out there in that motherfucking streets, since you look like a criminal, why don't you be a criminal and get some fucking money in this motherfucker? Then she started bitching him, and self-defense, he shot at his mother, and then he caught a choke.
God damn! This nigga might not be whose man's is this, and his mom.
His mama was wilding, that's why he did it.
Yo! Let me tell you something. You got this nigga Jamal about to have a seizure over here, son. I wish the camera was on there. Hey, he got veins coming out of his forehead.
You said this nigga mama called a master. Jamal head went down.
That little bitty dick ain't worth no money. Yeah, because your mama know what kind of dick she's going to pay for some. That shit ain't even worth no minimum wage money. Definitely not no call center bonus check money.
Hell no.
That girl ain't give you no money.
Yo, that is wild. That is wild, man. Well, there you have it.
There's your Who's Man's
of the Week. Whose Man's is this of the week?
And he beat out a couple of good candidates.
So, I mean, it's been wonderful, man. It's been great. You know what I'm saying? We got a little bit of shots outs at the end of the show. I want everybody to give their last and final word overall on this topic. We're going to start off with Fridge.
All right. We're going to start it off like this. Masturbation. You know what I'm saying? If you got caught, you know, make sure you apologize if you was at your grandma's house, because apparently she'll kick you out and make you walk home. That still was my favorite. Fuck everybody trying to open up the Emmett Till case. Once you open up something that's really gonna matter to us in today's time. And the last but not least, on great sex, I don't care what anybody say, as long as you make it past that TBS commercial, you are in my book.
All right, Cash, hit us off. Words of wisdom. Talk your shit, please, sir.
All right, man. One of the things that helped me get to the point of understanding how much you can lie on is the fact that we have people who are unregistered and undocumented with jobs and contracts. And that made me dig into it. Like, how were these people able to get employed if they don't have the paperwork that I thought I was supposed to provide? But if you think back to every interview that you've ever had, unless you proactively presented it, no one has ever in forever asked you for your bachelor's degree, asked you for your high school diploma. Sometimes they forget to even ask you for your ID unless security asks for it in the beginning. So for the most part, they don't ask for anything. They just interview you, see if they like you. If you're cute, then you are already in there anyway. They never will question a person that they're attracted to of the validity of information that they're providing, because they just can't wait to see them. So use that to your advantage and get the win.
Right. Thank you. We do appreciate that. All right. So
final thoughts, man.
My final thoughts is this was a dope show. Curious as why the music wasn't playing, but oh well. Masturbation is natural. Stop judging people. Unless you're like doing it like 3-4 times a day, then maybe you should seek help. This grown ass nigga who shot at his mama because he didn't want to pay bills, you ain't shit. Last but not least, interview your next sexual partner, find out what they like, what they don't like, and how long is there usually great sex. And if you don't think you can live up to par, go ahead and walk away. If you think you're gonna, that's how tires get slashed, my nigga. Also, you know, we are starting some revenue streams, guys. We ain't doing this shit for free. Y'all like coming here. I see a lot of people come here, almost 2,000 people a week. Watch this shit. 7,000 people, almost 8,000 now. They throughout the week, they come and talk shit with us on the group. And guys, if you have your own business out here in the Southeast right now, we starting in the Southeast, especially in South Carolina, reach out to us. I'm going to put the email on the board. Reach out to us at this email, whosemansisthispodcast@gmail.com. It's right down here towards the bottom, guys. And reach out to us for our packages. If you have music, we play music throughout it. It's different packages. You have businesses, you have flyers. We're willing to add it for a price. You can even, you know, advertise to our group of 8,000.
Uh-huh.
So it's out there. It's out there. If you, and also if you rock with us, I think I got another F word. If you fuck with us right here on there, boom, that's our Cash App right there. Whose man's is this cast? It's right there. Go on and drop your boys a dollar or two with your broke, cheap, lame asses. Out here getting all this good show for free. All this good show for free. Don't forget, Shoot Your Shot Saturdays.
Oh, we're
going to try to do that every Saturday. Prince fucked around and got lucky, and he going to name his child with Nadia. It's going to be Life Fridge Charming You. That's the child's name. You missed it, Cash. We made a love connection out here on Shoot Your Shot Saturdays. Shots
no,
out.
I was watching.
And you see this little thing right here. You can. This is where your little This is where your little this is where your advertiser can be right there. You know what I'm saying? Right there for a small fee, monetized fee. You get to reach out to our 10,000 and some odd people that we reach in the Southeast and all across the globe now. So, shots out to Haiti, shots out to Antigua, shots out to Puerto Rico, shots out to Jamaica. Hey, I see you that boy. This is a shots out to the Traveling Vineyard right there. You see it right there. Please write down the number. That's my shorty right there. That's my homegirl Roberta. She delivers wine. We had a problem getting wine from Walmart yesterday. I didn't have my ID. My wife had her ID. I'm in here buying all kind of groceries. And this lame ass nigga asked me for my ID because we was in a group. I said, bitch, is you gonna ask my daughter for her fucking ID next? And then long story short is we didn't buy the wine or any of the groceries. We left. And she made us go to a whole nother store in the hood where they didn't ID any of us. None of that shit. We brought all the liquor in the store. Yeah, that shit happened to us last night. So fuck Walmart. It was a great show. We love y'all. Guys, remember. Support your black-owned business. Support your local businesses. Support the show. Right. We support you guys. You want your logo up here. You want your logo. You want your shit blasted throughout the show, your music, your business. Holla at us.
Hey, and we and any of our affiliates hold zero responsibility for any outcome as a result of ourselves or our show. Thank you very much.
That's right. So go fuck some shit up. It ain't our fault, bitches. We out.
And don't shoot your mama this week, damn it.
Yeah, with your broke ass. Can't even give your mama 30 goddamn daughters.